What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
January 19th, y'all. Welcome to the Wrestling Inc. podcast. I'm Glenn, joined by Flobo and Issa. And tonight, going to talk about SmackDown, plus some wrestling news, plus just catching up. Feels like it's been so long.
Oh, yeah. Yeehaw, bitch.
Mm-hmm. What's that?
Can I get a yeehaw, bitch?
No.
That's the family thing. Come on.
Oh, I was waiting for it. He's like, what?
No. Serious.
You Tom Code her. She's like, nope.
No. I swear to God, it used to be occasionally I would look at Randy Orton and I would be like, oh, starting to look a little Cowboy Bob. But probably every fifth time now, when they go Randy Orton, I'm like, he's really starting to look like his dad. Not a bad thing. Cowboy Bob's a handsome man. But good to see y'all. Here we are, SmackDown. Following up, I'm still on a high from how good NXT was this week.
Oh, yeah.
Such a good episode.
Hot crowd too, or hot CWC. I don't know what you call that. Is it a crowd? Is it a gathering? I'm not really sure.
Yeah. But it was a good episode. That's all that matters. We got some news to dive into though. Bad news today about Seth Rollins. Flobo, what's the story?
Yeah, this one's coming out from Wrestling Inc. Of course, hat tip to Fightful. On Monday's match against Jinder, we thought Seth was riding high, but as the week progressed, news started to leak. Seth Rollins has a partially torn MCL and meniscus, and even though it's not been made official, on Monday it was announced that he will start the show to talk about the future of the World Heavyweight Championship, possibly, most likely, a vacating of that title. Seth Rollins, worst time of the year to get hurt.
Yeah, I mean, look, this CM Punk feud is the most developed storyline they have going into WrestleMania as it stands. Everybody wants to see that match. Many have talked about it being a main event in night one. And, you know, I hope PW Insider and others have speculated this could be a 4 to 6 week thing. Mania is 10 weeks away. I mean, I hope he gets better soon regardless, but fingers crossed that he's able to make that Mania match with Punk.
Yeah, he is a very similar injury to what he suffered right prior to WrestleMania 33, which he will still be able to go on and wrestle at WrestleMania 33 against Triple H. I have set up an art tour. I have a little candle in front of his picture in my living room. I'm not lying. It really is burning. We need Seth to make it for WrestleMania, not just because of the CM Punk match, but just because the guy's been there every week. He's been carrying, he's been defending this championship. This is a terrible time for him to get injured. It happened to him too back for WrestleMania 32. Like, I just want him to be healthy, get better, and I hope to see him in the WrestleMania card. I think that we already have enough matches lined up for the Rumble, with both Royal Rumble matches being pretty lengthy. Then I'm okay, take that time off, but I hope he's able to come back for Mania.
It's just hard to say because we don't really know all the information. No. I'm not a medical professional, but with a meniscus tear, you can stabilize that because it's kind of in the middle. You can probably work through it, but if the MCL part is true, it might be just a little bit longer, which is kind of unfortunate because, you know, it's a high season, y'all.
But yeah, if you ever go back and watch that WrestleMania 33 match, he was pretty limited in it as well. And I mean, he was working with Triple H too, but even he worked it, but did he actually work it? You go back and rewatch that match, it's not the Seth Rollins that we're used to seeing.
Yeah,
I blame The Rock for this.
What? Why The Rock?
Because he came back and had that segment with Jinder, and the next thing you know, Jinder is in the ring with Seth, and then it's like a snowball effect, Flubble.
That is not... You cannot blame The Rock for that. The Rock
did
the wrong.
I can. I can blame whoever I want.
Put himself
I
have to write him.
Well, I blame the lack of box office for Black Adam. That's really what...
You know, for what it wasn't that bad. It was just boring, okay?
It was terrible.
No, I hope that's okay. You know, Matt Morgan, who many of this podcast listeners know, was a tough enough contestant in season two, and he had a knee injury. He's told this story multiple times. He had a knee injury where they were like, oh my God, this is awful. You know, they'd take him off the show, potential career ender, and then they were just able to scope it, and he was back on his feet in a ring within 2 months. So it can be bad, or it could be relatively minor. I'm sure WWE is doing everything they can to give him the best medical care, getting, you know, second, third, fifth opinions to make sure it's okay. But, you know, look, I hope he gets better soon. Hope he doesn't have to drop that World Heavyweight Championship. It's not the, there's no shortage of talent on Raw.
No. He better not drop it. I hope that he comes out and addresses the crowd on Monday, and then we get a cashing in the middle. Yo, if he catches thing in the middle of that crying, that would be so gangster. Come on.
That's better than vacating it. That is better than vacating if Damian Priest cashes in.
Wait. just guys crying, has a kid backstage, and this 1, 2, 3 gets folded up. That's terrible.
That would be the biggest heel move.
Yes, it is. Come
that's
on,
the big. Oh my God. Look, again.
Christy, I don't know if you watch this podcast, but please, Damian Priest, for the love of Puerto Rico, do it.
Yeah, please.
Do it.
Puerto Rico needs some dubs. Go get our L's.
Excuse me, we got Logan Paul. Thank you very much.
I'm just saying. No, you don't have. No. People protest his arrival. We got Logan Paul, thanks.
It's a inside Puerto Rican joke. So you're not in. You're not in with the joke, okay?
Right, fair. So one of these days.
But that would be absolutely amazing if we have Seth needs to take a break.
Dean Ambrose turned heel after Roman had a real life crazy situation and people went crazy. I mean, what the storyline after that was complete absolute garbage. But remember the night that Ambrose turned heel after Roman made that heart-wrenching announcement? Like, that was crazy. I remember how we were all shocked.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to repeat that.
And then he won and wore a mask and had some gun.
Yeah.
Anyways.
But if Priest cashes in during Seth's addressing the crowd, oh my God, that's like the biggest dick move.
Yes, it would.
That's so good.
It's perfect.
Yeah, that's so good. So we'll see. But I hope Seth gets better soon. I want to see that match with Punk and Mania. And Issa, to your point, CM Punk and Seth, it's about the promos. Like, they could just go in there and smack each other with kendo sticks for 10 minutes. You know, they could slap box. They could have a shoving contest. I'll take it.
I want to see a match.
Yeah, that should be good. It would be funny, though, if they do that balance thing where they, like, push each other and the first one to fall over loses. That'd be an amazing WrestleMania main event.
Like a sumo contest? No. Didn't they try that?
No, didn't you ever play that game when you were a kid where it's like you're trying to, like, knock the other person off balance?
I mean, that's what sumo wrestling is.
It's, in a way, that's what all wrestling is. But, we'll see. What else is going on in the news?
Well, it kind of overshadows with everything with the injuries to Seth Rollins and Cora Jade, but Okada is done with New Japan.
Damn.
The man synonymous with the peak and renaissance of the brand after 17 years is going to greener pastures. Rumors have been swirling and circulating where the Rainmaker is going to land next. But you know what? You do have this thing, the Royal Rumble, coming up. It'd be pretty cool if Okada shut up then. What do you guys think?
That'd I mean, as long as he will have to get approval from New Japan, based on what I read today, because he's not done with his contract by the time the Rumble airs, but he could probably try to get approval since he already had let them know that he's done with that. So I'm just trying to get people to not fantasy book themselves into something that's not going to happen, because apparently everybody wants Cody Rhodes to finish the story, but Cody Rhodes, he never talks about it, but all the fans talk about it. So I want to make sure everybody knows that Okada is not, technically speaking, available to show up at the Rumble. Just stating facts, you know, just killing the dream.
Yo, what if Cody has writer's block and he can't figure out how to finish the story?
Just, he's going to get
tell me how many times he's mentioned Roman Reigns' name after he got completely smashed by the Tribal Chief last WrestleMania.
That is not fair.
I'm just stating facts.
If Okada were able to show up in the Royal Rumble, that will be the most insane Rumble debut.
Would it ever be? Here's my question, and I don't want to sound
by Kevin Owens
because I know
they did to AJ Styles.
that is definitely true. I know people are going to clip this out and be like, "Fake Alfred's an e-drone," but is Okada as big as we think he is? Well, when he comes out, will people cheer or will they be like, who was that? Because I felt that same way later on tonight with the re-debut of a character I know and love from UK. People were kind of like, do you think Okada can still translate?
I mean, people knew who AJ was.
People knew who AJ was. That pop was immense when the Phenomenal World came up on the stream. But I will say one thing to Glenn's point. Actually, I was watching that Royal Rumble with my mom, who's like that typical casual viewer, right? My mom loves wrestling, but she's not going out of her way to watch anything outside of WWE.
Hey, mama.
And I absolutely went absolutely nuts, right? I'm jumping up and down in my living room. I'm marking out, full markout. Then I turn around and my mom is sitting in the living room like, who is that? And I was like, I was so embarrassed at that moment. I was like, oh, crap. So there is a possibility of us, because we're in the circle, right? We're deep in it, that we're going to be like, of course everybody knows who Okada is. No, there's going to be a lot of people who don't know who Okada is. And whatever he lands, it is that company's creative and responsibility to introduce him as the big deal that he is.
Yeah.
So please, I'm begging, wherever he ends up, to do your work and introduce him as the big deal that he actually is. Do not have him winning the Ring of Honor Trios Championship with two other guys nobody knows about. All right? Just saying.
Hey, what's worse, that or getting like speared by Braun Breaker's first night? Just
like, and they're like, we're going to put you in NXT and you'll be North American champ.
Hey, you guys are fettier than me tonight, damn.
I'm just saying, put it out there.
I think Okada's going to end up in AEW.
Fair enough.
That just seems...
It's the best odds. If there was Vegas odds, that would be the best odds.
They'll put him on Collision.
They would. They might make him the Saturday
Night Guy. No, they probably will do that, and it's going to suck. You watch Collision, Flobo, every Saturday?
I kind of watch it Sunday morning and clean the room, so kind of. Like, I don't watch it intently. I'll be the first one to admit that.
Are you watching Level Up every week?
I do watch Level Up. After this, I always watch Level Up, man. That's my jam. Friday night, kicking back with adult beverage, watching some rookies go at it. It's dope.
There you go.
Big body hobby. Hey,
yes.
It was weird. Are you saying put him on Level Up, Glenn?
What's that?
Are you saying put him on Level Up?
No.
Every Friday at 11 p.m. It's like a 20-minute show.
Yeah. No, I'm wondering, Big Body. Remember when Big Body Javi was getting that push in NXT like a year ago?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Any other news?
Well, no, we don't have any news to schedule today, but I just want to give a shout out to, can I talk about Chad's super chat? Or is that like later?
Yeah, no, let's do Chad's too. That's what I was going to do.
Okay, the reason why I say this is a cool idea is because the World Heavyweight Championship is kind of wonky. Like, I think it's Seth's title. So that would be kind of a cool thing to really make it important for everybody else. So I'm kind of hoping they do that.
Personally. But the Rumble winner, though, the main event of WrestleMania, that's the gimmick. Like, to just be like, oh, and you get the title. I mean, I know with Asuka and Money in the Bank, they did that when Becky had to vacate due to pregnancy, and Asuka's reaction looked like Asuka might have thought that she somehow was going to be a mom too. Go back and watch that segment. It's super
that was
weird.
Amazing. It's so amazing, because you're absolutely right. Chad W, thank you so much for the $5 super chat. I will say that I will personally would rather get the opportunity to get smashed by Roman Reigns is way more important than winning the championship. So I think the Royal Rumble winner should definitely pick that option, because that is definitely way better.
Well, there you go.
Smash. Where's that auction on WWE.com?
I can't afford it.
I will pay. I mean, Triple H's personal Royal Rumble seats went for $40,000. Did you see that?
Yikes.
Did you hear about that?
No, thanks.
That's insane.
$40,000. Hey, it's for a good. It's for a good. It's for charity.
Sure.
Huh? Mm-hmm.
I'm with you.
I'm not. 40,000. Oh, hell yeah. Muertecano, bro. I'm super cheap. Don't, I'm the first one to admit that.
Yeah. Okay. Why are people texting me while I'm podcasting?
Just put on Do Not Disturb, Glenn. That's how I live my life. Both phones on Do Not Disturb. If I see the message, you're very lucky.
People texting me. Okay. Man, that would be weird on the Royal Rumble to be like, oh, this is for the World Heavyweight Championship. And it's like, do I get to be the main event?
Triple H comes out at number 30 and wins it.
Hey, that'd be kind of cool. Hey, didn't the Royal Rumble do that one time with the World Championship?
Yes, I'm just saying. And then he got matched by Roman Reigns too. Anyway.
Yeah. It'd be better if he was the Royal Rumble, but then it's also like Money in the Bank and there's one ladder.
Yeah. Well, let's be real. When it comes down to Money in the Bank, I think that's the better thing to win, right? Than the Royal Rumble. You got to wait 2 months. You get your match changed or triple threat or whatever. The Money in the Bank is way more valuable. So if you tell me I could be champion by finishing the Royal Rumble, I would even be more motivated to do it.
Yeah. But what happens if they made them? Because I literally just posted a short on my YouTube channel about this. I was like, can Damian Priest cash in the middle of the Royal Rumble match? Wouldn't that be like actually insane?
Technically, yeah.
Yeah, I know. So like imagine I don't know. I think it would be fun because I couldn't help but to think like when Rhea Ripley fake cashed in for him at War Games, I overthink a lot. Things that I probably shouldn't overthink. But I was like, how would have that worked out if she went through with the cashing, right? Because we have all these War Games rules. Imagine a cashing in the middle of a Royal Rumble match. It would be funny. It's never been done before. That's what we're all about. I still pick Monday. I still pick Monday in the middle. Wait for him to shed a tear. That's when you come out, Priesty.
Wow.
It happens, I'm messaging you both.
And Logan Paul for some reason.
That would be the most incredible opening to Raw since it was announced that We Are the Authority.
Oh, no. That's still in my brain. That Katie Vick will be in my brain.
I love the fact that Glenn brings that up because, and then they try to put all the blame on Baron Corbin. Never forget, poor Baron Corbin. Baron Corbin's been through it, bro. Poor guy.
You're the authority.
Let's talk about SmackDown tonight.
Ain't no one better than me.
We opened with a contract signing.
Yep.
For the Undisputed Universal Championship match at the Royal Rumble. It's going to be a fatal four-way.
An illegal contract signing.
Well,
illegal.
I mean,
Tribal Chief didn't get to read it. He didn't get to send it to his lawyer. Terrible, terrible management. Nick Aldis.
Yeah, it's true. You know, a contract signed under duress is not enforceable.
It wasn't duress. He could opt out of not signing it. He just vacates the title. It was his choice. Duress.
That's not how it works.
That is not duress. You could do whatever you under your own volition. You can sign or not sign. That's all.
Nicholas doesn't know how this works. This is way above his.
He's the best thing on that brand. He doesn't take crap from the bloodline. You know what? If we're a tribal chief wearing sweatpants all the time, it's pretty pathetic. Wear a suit, huh? Damn. What's going on? What tribe do you mean?
You wear a suit.
You know what?
Wearing your own gimmicks.
Or you wear a cap out here.
You don't need to be a tryhard. Take it from someone who has actually dealt with like multi-millionaire CEOs in New York who never freaking showed up to the boardroom in a suit. Those are the ones that showed up in the sweatpants. And the tryhards that are trying to kiss up to those people show up in suits.
Does he wear the name of the city that they're in? Do they say Atlanta, acknowledge me? please acknowledge me, please. I need the validation.
You gotta fill them in. Come on.
I'll smash for attention. And
you wouldn't know about that, Flobo, but one day.
I wouldn't.
Okay. AJ Styles, LA Knight, Randy Orton, and these guys do not get along.
LA Knight looked like a hot dog with that mustard and the red. That looked like he looked like a walking hot dog. What I said.
Stop. I'm just gonna say this tonight. LA Knight and Randy Orton were more over than Roman.
You don't think he looked like a hot dog? I'm not talking about who was over. I'm talking about the fits.
The crowd in Atlanta loves hot dogs.
Hot dogs are over. And mustard.
Hot dogs are over.
He looked like a hot dog.
Well, mustard is the proper thing to eat on a hot dog.
So. It just sounds was the best looking thing in that ring at that moment.
Okay, so they were about to sign the contract. Everybody wants to sign the contract except Roman. And then
Nick said,
well, that's actually good because then you can claim that I didn't even read it. I just signed it. And that's good. That helps you in court a lot of the time. This was good. Roman was forced to sign it under duress, And the match is going to happen at Mania, but then due to the hustle bustle, or it's the Rumble. I already got Mania on my brain. Due to the scuffle and hustle and bustle, we set up some matches for later tonight with AJ Styles going to take on LA Knight and Randy Orton going to take Solo Sikoa. But Issa, what'd you think of this segment?
It was great.
Okay. Flobo, what'd you think of this segment?
I think contract signings are kind of running their course in wrestling because it's kind of weird, but I think it was interesting of the interplay, right? If AJ, we don't know if he's still with OC or not, and LA Knight, who is still over, but you can tell that the crowd is kind of getting antsy. What's next for LA? And they have Randy in the corner being that too cool for school. So it was a cool character moment across the board. Held my attention. I loved how the show started. And I love Aldis too. Aldis is being all about business is pretty cool.
I think he's taking the pin at the Rumble. We all know that.
There's a good possibility he is. But I'm going to ride that wave.
There's a possibility. This is a spoiler.
Maybe AJ.
He got pinned. Why would you pin AJ? Or LA Knight already got pinned by Roman. Do it again.
No, LA Knight's really over with the crowd, though. Like, the order this went in tonight, LA Knight, then Randy Orton, then Roman, then AJ. That's what the crowd was into.
Sure, Glenn. Clearly, you need to get your ears checked.
Okay, what order do you think the crowd was into tonight?
Roman, and nobody at his level.
Nah.
They were chanting Randy Orton's name.
Yeah.
Randy was great. His legs looked... I really like when he came out in those, like, basketball shorts. Or
still better than Roman.
That covered his legs, which is his best asset. You're not supposed to do that. Terrible. Terrible choice. Terrible.
Things I can't agree with, yeah.
Okay, so this is super weird. We had Legado del Fantasma versus LWO.
They are.
They're the graphics says
Locos.
Los Locos, thank
that
you.
Is and not a group name.
It is versus a group
the
name.
LWO. And the weird thing is that the current LWO is former Legado, and then the new Legado is Los Lobos Locos and Santos. This is very confusing. This is like if NSYNC lost three members and said, so let's get some guys from O-Town. Like it's just It's confusing.
As long as it's not Justin dreams. And JC, it's going to be okay.
Fair enough. JC was the best singer for sure. Listen, yeah, Carlito is awful. His song is terrible. Another loss to the island of Puerto Rico. That's kind of embarrassing. What is going on here? First of all, I love Legado. These guys look stronger. They look like the guys.
New Legado or old Legado?
The current Legado del Fantasma. Don't get me started with that.
I don't know who they are. I know Los Lobos.
Cruz del Toro.
Call them by the real name.
And
they're crazy wolves, Flobo.
I'm not going there. Raquin Wild and Cruz del Toro are great.
We got new wolves now. Yeah.
But they look like amateurs the way they've been taking loss after loss after loss. And Zayna comes out and LWO stands for Losers World Order. And they were not threatened at all. I think Santos, once he gets rid of this group, this whole Carlito thing, is going to hit that next level soon. And they need it too, because we'll talk about other factions in wrestling right now. This is actually fresh.
El Flobo Loco.
Stop! I quit, man.
Yo, that's good. That's good stuff. El Flobo Loco.
So the new Legado won tonight.
Called him by the real name, Glenn.
Los Lobos Locos won tonight.
Thank you.
Wait,
Thank
does
you.
This mean that Santos now is also a crazy wolf?
No!
Santos Escobar. Yes, he's the real wolf.
No one's a wolf.
Really? Talk to Baron Corbin and Bron Breakker.
Yeah. Talk to the wolf dog.
Wolf.
That continuity does not exist on Fridays.
This match was lit, though. I really enjoyed it. I thought it was a great match between everybody involved.
Yeah, it was a good match tonight.
Menudo's look great.
Carlito needs the music. That's my thing.
I love his music, but... La mano arriba, sin duda. If you know, you know. If you know, you know.
I don't want to know that.
Yeah, wow. That's disrespectful. I've actually heard your song.
It was a fun match. It was a good warm up
for
the rest of the show. Then, though, we had a video from Bobby Lashley and the Street Profits who challenged the Final Testament to a match at any time, any place. Why is it always in a ring? If it's any time, any place, why isn't it ever like 2 a.m. in a abandoned Sizzler steakhouse?
At a Waffle House.
Shout out Sizzler.
Waffle House. That's what it needs to happen.
So I was like, anytime, any place.
We'll get so many views if they do it at a Waffle House.
And the time is apparently going to be an episode of SmackDown, and the place is going to be Miami.
Why not? In a wrestling ring. Yeah. I'll do the company time. Make them pay for it.
Anytime, any place.
I guess Bobby Lashley and Street Profits are officially face now.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
This was okay. This feud is... I don't know that this is elevating either brand between the two.
I don't get the final testament. It's too late. And look, and I know, because I get dragged for this in the show too. I'm too harsh on Karrion Kross and the character of. But on a show in brand where you have that former Dyad stuff and Judgment Day and Unholy Union and you watch Retribution failed, stop with this weird quasi mystical stuff. Are you a gang? Are you a cult? Are you hitmen? I have no idea. And the thing is, also, Uncle Howdy is doing on YouTube is way better. So I can't even get on board because I don't know what I'm getting on board with. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's weird. For a second, I looked at Karrion Kross. We might as well talk about that now because they responded and challenged the Bobby and the Street Profits to a match. The Final Testament did. And for a second, I looked at Karrion Kross from an angle. Maybe it was just blurry. I was like, you know, you put him in a tracksuit, he could be part of the D'Angelo family. He could be like Tony. He could be Tony D'Angelo's like doppelganger stand-in when Tony's afraid he's going to get assassinated. Like, put Karrion Kross in a tracksuit and a fedora.
Yeah, I like it. Him with no accent.
Yeah. He needs to shave his head again. He needs to look menacing. I mean, it is what it is. AOP yeah. Just standing in the background, mean mugging the whole time. Yeah. It's the final testament, Flobo.
I'm trying to be positive because I feel like I made fun of Carlito too harshly, and I feel bad about that. So okay. I'm trying to redeem myself later on. But we don't
have to love everything.
I don't get Final Testament. I don't know what it's for. I'm not sure who looks better out of this. I'm not sure who asked for this. Bobby Lashley and Street Profits weren't strong enough as a union. Bleh.
Bobby and the Street Profits have had so much, I feel like it's still just all untapped potential. Like, he took them suit shopping, and that's been the most character development we've seen from them.
I like suits, hey.
Yeah, they look sharp, man. Street Profits, though, always been over. Amazing entrance, amazing tag team. Like, Bobby, absolute beast in the ring. But for some reason, like, the sum of the parts together, it's not like 1 + 1 + 1 = 5, which is what it should be with a faction. I don't know. It's weird.
I'm with you. I'm totally with you.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay. So, after that though, Pretty Deadly was out there waiting for Tyler Bate and Butch, but instead we got Tyler Bate and Pete Dunne. Pete Dunne's back. He got the fur.
All right. Pete Dunne. Butch.
Is that a fan of Pete Dunne?
R.I.P. Butch. I like saying Butch.
Global. Yeah, it's true. I used to have a drop.
Fine.
That would just hit during the show.
Like it was a big thing in this show, okay?
Here's the thing. I'm just going to say this. There's been a lot of things on this podcast that we start and we're kind of like, oh, this was kind of funny and this was kind of goofy and like we run into the ground. But then eventually it becomes cool and we end up loving it. We can't remember were we like lovingly making fun of it or just making fun of it. And Butch never became lovingly. It was always just dumb.
Oh yeah. But Lisa loves it. Like, I love saying Butch.
Yeah.
No, I am so glad that Pete Dunne's back. I don't get the Leafy Zen Tyler Bate on SmackDown. Fine, but yeah, Pete Dunne's back. Bruiserweight's back. This is pretty cool. I guess Brawl and Bruce are done. Not sure it's for anyone else, but I'm on board.
The Brutes aren't balling.
Why couldn't they like give them to Altars of Pain? I don't like seeing Pretty Deadly losing all these matches.
Yeah, it's true as well. I like their confusion, though, that they were expecting to face Butch, and who is this other guy?
Butch.
Oh, that's you. Wait, that's...
Yeah.
What the... I think I came way too late to this party. This is awesome.
Well, there's a Bush button. There's literally a Bush button.
I'm taking note. Menudo, Lobos Locos, Bush buttons.
Yeah, we've been doing this too long together.
Yeah, we have.
Butch.
Yeah, it's things went off the rails quite a while ago.
That he's back. He looked happy. He looked happier than he's looked in months out there tonight.
But Issa, you still have...
Rush.
Still got that.
Rush. Yeah. When is the last time we see him? Oh yeah, in the Intercontinental Hotel Classic Championship tournament.
Is that where John Wick like hangs out? The Intercontinental Hotel. Yes.
There's an abandoned one here in Puerto Rico. It's creepy. Ooh. If you ever want to explore, come on over.
You really don't want to leave Puerto Rico. Where'd Pablo go? I have no idea, bro. He went to this abandoned ass building.
I'm glad Pete Dunne's back. I mean, the fur thing is, at least it looks like a fur this time. For a while, it seriously looks like he cut up his toilet bath mat and just put
It still looks like a bath mat, but...
Well, it was more fur tonight, at least.
Like a higher-end one, okay? The first one he bought at, like, a cheap store. This one is high-end, but it still looks like a bath mat.
He's living his truth, Issa.
Living my truth. Hey, Glenn, what about Pretty Deadly? I thought you liked Pretty Deadly.
I love Pretty Deadly. Pretty Deadly.
You like seeing them lose?
Pretty Deadly. The great thing about Pretty Deadly is that they can be amazing in the ring when they need to be and win when they need to, but losses also don't hurt them because they're so entertaining. And that's actually a sweet spot in WWE, I think. I think that's actually the best sort of gimmick to have. Because you're going to get on TV a lot, and sometimes you're going to be on a hot streak, and sometimes you're going to lose, but it doesn't matter. You're still getting that money and getting that TV time.
Thank you.
I had a dream about Pretty Deadly last night.
Oh. For this podcast?
Yes. I wanted my nails to look like a disco ball, so I asked them to come to the nail salon with me and assess the work of my nail artist. And then on the way there, we found a dog. So we rescued this dog and named it Disco Ball. It was the most wholesome freaking dream I've ever had. What? We kept the dog, by the way. It was a sweet dream.
The nails good?
I can't remember what the nails ended up looking like, sadly. But I just remembered the dog. He said, you put a dog in front of me and I forget everything.
No, frosted tips? Don't remember?
She don't remember. Yeah.
No, they were probably silver and sparkly.
Okay. Good match, though. It's nice that the Butch era has come to its natural conclusion.
Butch era.
I know, it's funny. Still funny. It was weird too because he had the short hair and the cap like he was a newsie. Yeah. All of that was just a weird fever dream. So talk about Kevin Owens hosting the KO show with guest Logan Paul.
His name is Logan Lucha Paul Libre. Thank you very much.
This is a good segment. Logan Paul doing the Logan Paul thing.
What do you think of his bangs?
Well, that's because he had two hair replacement surgeries.
Receding hairline?
Wait,
really?
No, he's already had two surgeries. No,
he's got his hairline has been receding since way too young.
Yeah.
I think it worked tonight. The character worked.
The bangs?
Did everything. Oh. Well, I think he did everything he needed to do tonight. Kevin Owens is great. Kevin Owens taking off that cast. Because it's a weapon. Hope it doesn't mess up his healing.
I think he's going to be okay.
Hope so.
I like this segment. I expected maybe a couple more shots thrown. I popped for like Logan Paul saying, you're the reason why I'm here. I have a clip. Play the clip. And then he plays a clip that I like completely forgot about because he's actually been here for so long. We've seen him like really prove himself. So I was like, oh crap, I forgot where he was literally just a celebrity guest at WrestleMania, right? So I thought it was a great back and forth between the two of them. I really like seeing a fire up Kevin Owens. I don't know, it's been a little bit since we see him really being fire up, and we're getting that here. And personally, I don't know that this match has been talked about enough. I think they're going to put on a freaking banger at the Royal Rumble, and I'm excited for it.
That's true, though. I'd forgotten about him being on there. So Kermit the Frog, there's still hope for you to become a WWE superstar after your guest appearance.
I was blown away. This is the, you talk about Austin McMahon, Austin Hart. This was a double turn for the ages. I saw that clip and Kevin Owens is now a heel. He called the US title a joke. I'm so hoping Logan Paul retains.
Wait, you think Kevin Owens is the heel in this match?
It double turn. See the clip? He stunned Logan Paul for no reason. It had the nerve to be like, I don't remember that. That is just terrible. That is heel work.
Kevin Owens could, oh God, I was going to say something really insensitive. I'm trying to think of a toned down version of this.
Uh-oh. I'm going to let him go before I say what I have to say.
Kevin Owens could leave a puppy in a parked car for five minutes while he runs a quick errand. And against Logan Paul, he'll still be a babyface.
Did Glenn just turn heel? Like, what just happened?
Would a heel take off his cast though?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, all the time. Remember the time when Ric Flair took off his jacket and like drop an elbow on it? Like that ain't nothing. That's all possible.
No, I feel like the taking off the cast was weak. Taking it off right there. I think when he said, oh, I promise you I'm not going to be wearing this on the Royal Rumble, I thought that made sense. But for him to take it off right there, I was like, oh, that's kind of weak.
Nah, fair enough. No, I'm in all seriousness, I think it's a cool segment.
And I like the segment. I've been looking forward to it. I feel like we did a whole tournament to bio sometimes, but we all knew it was leading to this. So the face-to-face, again, because they had a mini one, but the official one was tonight. And I thought both guys deliver. It's like really funny though to see the mixed reaction for Logan Paul. If you look at the crowd, like there was signs for Prime, there was a couple of little kids there for Logan Paul, but then you hear the grown-ups like booing. It's amazing when you realize that the different, like how the different generations, I guess, right, like respond to Logan Paul. Because when you look in the crowd, the Prime sign, the Logan is Prime time. It's all kids, and then you have the adults like boo, and I am loving to see the weird mixture that we're getting with the Logan Paul audience.
Yeah. Man's a legend. The Maverick.
Puerto Rican Maverick. Thank you.
Fair enough.
We went from that to Kayden Carter and Katana Chance, our women's tag team champions, versus Ildana and Alba Fire, the Unholy Union.
Uh-huh. I love seeing them back.
I know, it was great.
I'm a big fan of them.
Mm-hmm. I mean, are Kayden and Katana over?
Not yet. They could get there.
They're the champs, though.
Okay, but you got to give time. People did not know who they were until they just started pushing them when they put the titles on them. They weren't doing anything. The reason why this match was so quiet is because you have a team that mostly has been on Raw. They barely shown up to SmackDown. Mm. If you only watched SmackDown, you probably didn't know they were the tag team champions, right? And you have Isla Dawn and Alba Fire, who I absolutely adore and
love. They're such a good gimmick too.
They're so good, but they haven't been here. They hadn't pop up of a box on Christmas, and then we didn't see them again. So yeah, there is gonna take some time for people to get used to these teams, but I do think both of these teams could get over. Their gimmicks are so different, everybody's talented, and you have Damage Control watching.
That's the problem with this. Okay, so when you have Bailey on commentary, then you have the rest of Damage Control standing there like they're waiting to be seated at the Olive Garden. Like, it was very awkward.
Wow. They had to go to the Olive Garden? Really?
They looked like they were waiting
to be seated. Olive Garden?
Have you ever gone to the Olive Garden on a Sunday? No. Go on a Sunday. Go on Mother's Day. There's like a 4-hour wait at the Olive Garden.
My mom loves Olive Garden. I take her. Yeah, I love that you say that because I take her to Olive Garden every freaking Mother's Day.
Uh-huh. How long's the wait on Mother's Day?
It's the only time of the year that I go, damn it.
Yeah, exactly. But they were all standing there awkward, just waiting for this to be done, because this is about how Damage Control is winning those titles.
I think they knew what they're dealing with. I think because Isla Dawn and Alba Fire weren't on TV, you had to do something to spruce it up. Like, I think they knew going in that they were ice cold. They need a tag team to beat handedly. And they did. So when I have someone on commentary, in this case, Bailey, one of their best talkers in the company, do it. So I don't knock it. I think it's kind of protection for Dawn and Fire, because my concern is, like I was saying earlier, they're another spooky gimmick. So I don't want to come out there and lose like the Ascension. Remember them?
No, I know.
You know what I mean? Like, so I was okay with it.
It's strange. But I think the problem is that it's like the Kabuki Warriors are going to win those titles. We need formidable opponents in the women's tag division. They've really mismanaged that division since day one. Like, they almost forget that they even have it it seems like, for a month or two at a time.
Sure.
And they need to consistently build some competition there if people are going to take it seriously. I think all the tag teams are very talented. All the women are excellent performers. It's just the booking on this has been so all over the place. But no, I think, you know, I thought Asuka and Kairi looked great tonight when they had the confrontation holding the belts in the ring. Is that match happening at the Rumble?
Not officially. Yeah, I don't think so. But I think you're going to get a bunch of random matches with Kaden Carter because I had a chance to build them up.
Hope so. We'll see. But this is a good match. Good confrontation after. We had the Final Testament video after. Oh, and then Carmelo Hayes was backstage in a different universe than NXT Carmelo Hayes. Glad him and Austin Theory are both okay after that collision last week that they had. But they're going to have a rematch next week.
Love the rematch. Can I ask you guys a question? Sure. Am I supposed to take what Carmelo does on Tuesday to Friday, or are they really all separate? Because no, he's like, I am him on Fridays. He'd be like, come on, Trey, be my friend on Tuesdays. It's kind of weird, no?
And I was actually talking to you off air about this, where I'm like, why are you throwing shade at Trick Williams for caring about his world title match more than the tournament when you're showing up every Friday on SmackDown trying to get opportunities? And I wish that Trick Williams would like throw that at him on Tuesday and be like, hey bro, I'm just trying to do my thing, you are too. Yeah, I agree with you. If you are a viewer of both, there's a little bit of a disconnect.
It's weird. Him,
I did like the fit, the old leather fit, the hat, the jacket looked great.
Yeah, that's cool.
I think they're gonna break up Grayson Waller and Austin Theory soon, aren't they?
They should.
Agreed. But Grayson Waller making all of these matches for Austin Theory is not sitting well by him. So that breakup is coming. Hashtag coming soon.
Yeah.
I love Grayson Waller. Do you guys see what Grayson Waller did for the business?
Oh yeah. Oh man,
I love that.
I was ready.
You couldn't tell if it was at work. It was like, you couldn't tell because Grayson is that damn good at his job.
I was ready to cringe, and he saved the segment by burying the segment. It was like weird. Yeah, it was great.
That's what I meant. Like, I'm watching it, and I'm like, I can't tell if this is a shoot, and he just stood up and somehow saved this, because I hated where that was going until Grayson kind of like did his thing. But my favorite thing is there's one point where you look, LA Knight's looking at him like, I wasn't familiar with your game, bro. Like, LAS, you're sitting there, but like, he's looking at him like with those proud eyes. You know, I don't know what went down, but it went viral. It did the job. I'm happy to see them promoting Elimination Chamber. If you guys have been keeping track of this, like, they have been out there. They have had people out there every month for like the last 3 months, different superstars flying out there to promote Elimination Chamber. It really gives you the vibe of how big of a deal that show is for Australia.
And that's not a short flight.
No.
Not at all.
I'm going out there. It's 21 hours from LA.
Wow.
Yeah.
Spring for the extra leg room at least or anything?
No. I ain't that rich. You know, wrestling doesn't pay me a lot.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. The window seat, aisle seat, middle seat?
What I got to do aisle seat, man. I'm 6 foot tall. I put the leg out in the aisle. Yeah.
Thing I hate about falling asleep in the aisle seat, though, is every time that beverage cart goes by or somebody walking by, like, I get bumped because I always tend to like slouch when I sleep.
Yeah, that does suck.
That's terrible, man. Maybe if JetBlue flew there, maybe JetBlue's like the one economy class. It's like, get up, help yourself to snacks and drinks.
Yeah,
I could deal with JetBlue. Like, yeah, JetBlue's good times.
It's not bad. We're just saying it.
Could you imagine if it's like Frontier Airlines is now flying to Australia?
We'll ship your legs separately. Are you kidding me? I would not.
Okay. So let's see. Oh, there's a digital exclusive with Alba and Isla saying they're going to come back stronger than ever. Just popped up on my Twitter feed. AJ Styles versus LA Knight.
Yeah.
And this match was cooking for a bit, but then Jimmy Solo showed up, like, just double disqualification because. Yeah, this match just fell apart. And Solo called out Randy Orton for their match.
It was a good match for what we got.
Yeah.
I don't trust Jimmy. I don't trust Solo. I don't trust them at all.
With Roman?
Yeah.
Wow. Maybe
I think Solo is gonna be Trey Roman soon. I've been calling it since the day he showed up, man. I don't trust him. He's doing what he has to do in the meantime, but it's coming. He's not trustworthy.
I hope Solo gets a good Rumble spot. That'd be nice.
He's not trustworthy, and you're like, I hope he gets a good Rumble spot. What is that, Glenn? Like I just told you, he's like a horse. You can't trust him.
It's true, you can't trust horse. Mr. Ed?
Number one contender,
Solo Sikoa.
I love it.
No, but he'll say that he's going to do it to go after the World Heavyweight Championship to bring that to the bloodline, which is, like, good.
Yeah, okay.
We've seen this before. They do this, he goes this, and he goes after Roman.
Well, he does this a lot. Like, you know, he'd be all about this. He thumbed your boy right in the throat.
Yeah, I mean, LA Knight won that match, technically, because he got thumbed
first. No, it was AJ Styles by DQ. Oh, I'm talking about tonight. Stop living in the past, Flobo.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Okay, then what about then Randy versus Solo? Love
finally, it. He comes out in the right fit, not covering those legs.
Yeah. And Randy won, and then Randy Roman came out.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about this. Bye.
Yeah.
Hey, because Roman went like this, it got RKO'd, and it was like, oh, I'm Roman, but I got defeated by the three most dealers. He needs to come back. It's up.
That was a very surprising ending.
Yeah, I loved it.
Yeah.
I think he'll love it too.
Roman's winning.
I think this is all Nick Aldis' fault, and I think that he should get in the ring and try to get that smoke.
I think Nick Aldis should get a raise.
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Did a great job. Sure. He's a really
maybe we can bump him up to $8 an hour. Maybe.
But this is such WWE booking that Randy looks super strong at this end of this episode. But
yeah, because he's not winning. Yeah, because he's not winning losing. He's not winning and he's not losing. This one-on-one between Randy and Roman will happen eventually. I 1,000% believe it. But Nick Aldis never unblocked. Does he have any other social media I need to block him on? Is he on Instagram? Let me go block him.
There. Probably Threads. Yeah.
Might be on MySpace.
Threads and MySpace. That's
both of you with the dead social media networks. I love it. No, listen. Whatever. I didn't like it, but whatever. LA Knight is taking the pin. I think this fatal four-way is going to be lit.
It's going to be good.
I hope that I just feel like I still want to see a one-on-one with Roman and AJ, and I still want to see a one-on-one with Roman and Randy. Like, I get what we're going to do here, and I think it's going to be an amazing match. But the reason why, sorry, Flobo, I think LA and I should take the pin from Roman is because I still would like to see AJ and Randy. I still feel at a position where you can do a one-on-one with Roman with them later on, and it will still work. So seeing Randy be dominant here doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean anything at all. This isn't for the match. Like, why are you wasting? You just wasted an RKO, bro. You could have saved that for the Rumble, but you used it tonight. Guess what? Wasted it. Wasted it, Randy Orton. Poor choice.
Here's the biggest mystery about the Royal Rumble.
What's the biggest mystery? Who's going to come out at number 22?
No. Biggest mystery. Oh. Issa, what question are you asking at the press conference after?
I don't know, because the last time I asked a question, I don't know if you know this, but the last time they gave me the mic before I even knew who was coming out. So I was like, I'm going to have to improvise. They were the mic. They were like, you're the next question. I was like, there's nobody out here.
So
I was
right, like, right. So would thinking. You like to Luckily wrestle for Taylor me, Swift Charlotte in the WWE
no.
ring?
No, Swift. I got Charlotte and Becky asked them about a tag team title reign,
which was probably going to happen.
But it would have probably happened if circumstances, right? But I don't know if we'd be lucky. Like, I feel like the people in that room, including myself, are not worthy of the tribal chief. So I hope he doesn't do the press conference, because nobody in there should have the right to ask Roman Reigns. I've seen them. I was at WrestleMania. I was right there. I'm talking to all of you guys. You were rooting for Cody. And then you wanted to ask Roman a question. As a matter of fact, Roman Reigns said they should have given you the mic. And he pointed right at me because he knew who's been riding or dying for him since day one. Not all of them. They gave the mic to freaking Nick Houseman. He was crying when Cody lost. I was there. I saw it. I have it on my vlog. Okay, I wasn't crying. I said Roman was winning. So you know what? I hope Roman doesn't show up for the press conference. None of them deserve to ask the tribal chief a question. Thank you, Glenn, for asking me that. I needed to get that out.
I thought Roman was going to retain personally, but okay, go ahead, Queen Papa.
You weren't there, Flobo. You weren't there, Flobo.
I was in the rap, like Sting.
You're not included in the group, okay? You're not included in the group.
I couldn't afford tickets. I was in the rap, was like Sting. I paid like $20. I was up in section 600. Like,
anyway, they were all crying. Somebody said, I wrote an article. I'm not even going to mention it, but I wrote an article. I'm not even going to be able to publish. Why did you go and waste your time writing an article about something that was never going to happen? You do not deserve to ask the tribal chief a question. And I hope that Roman doesn't show up at the post-president at the Rumble after he smashes all of your favorites. Again, LA Knight, hot dog. Yeah. Anyways, Glenn.
So follow East on social media for her Royal Rumble.
Hey, wait, hold up. Tomorrow, before the Royal Rumble, I'm going to be in Tampa, right? Love you guys, by the way. People that are depressed, I love you guys. I'm not just playing with you. You know I love you. Anyways, tomorrow, Euphoria, WWC, Nick Nemeth's first match post WWE is happening right here in Puerto Rico. You guys can catch it on Fight TV. We have Nick Nemeth. We have Ryan Nemeth. We have Steve Maclin. We have Matt Cardona. We have everybody against the local favorite. Matt, you can call yourself the king of the territories when you haven't fought in our territory. But tomorrow, you'll be doing just that. Fight TV, I'll be doing backstage interviews. Buy it. It's going to be a lit show. Thank you, Glenn. I just had to throw that in there.
No problem. Bubba, what do you got coming up? Anything you want to plug?
Oh, you know, Draped in Gold. Every Wednesday, Jack Farm and I get together, combine like Voltron, and talk about NXT in a first take format. Learn more at drapedingold.com.
It's actually a great show. I watched it.
Oh, thanks.
I haven't listened to or watched a podcast in ages.
Los Lobos Locos. They don't talk about like Los Lobos Locos, Glenn. I watch them. They never call them Los Lobos Locos in their show. I wish I would have watched it live so I could have commented.
You know you're going to roll up at Royal Rumble Media Day and they're going to be like, you want to interview Legato? And you're going to be Los Lobos Locos. And they're going to be like, oh my God, it's her.
We know you.
They're like, I guess it's better than Menudo Rejects.
I'll be covering my LWO tattoo.
Those were the same guys. The Menudo Rejects were the Los Lobos Locos. Oh my God. Yeah. Remember that. Yeah. That's terrible. They will never give you a question. That's awesome.
Santos and I go way back, okay? We were at that tattoo shop together. I'll talk to Santos.
So talk to Santos and just be like, so do they turn into wolves when the full moon happens? Is that like your secret weapon?
They do. Did you not see Umberto? I was like, he's ready to turn. Like he looked like he ate 2019 Umberto tonight.
He's huge.
What?
It's going to be fun. You always get the best interviews, the best stuff.
Royal Rumble is my favorite because I asked them to show me their best sign point because I asked the questions that matter.
Facts.
Nice. Sign point this season is my favorite time of the year.
Well, there you have it, folks. That's the Wrestling Inc. podcast. We'll be back Tuesday. Monday night is Raw coverage. Then Wednesday is AEW. Of course, we'll be back next Friday for the go home for the Royal Rumble.
I will not be here.
I know. You'll be at the Royal Rumble.
Yep.
Going to be exciting.
Just rubbing it in.
Yes. Okay, everybody. Have a great weekend. Flobo's at Flobo Boys. Issa's at NYC Demon Diva. That's Steve with the one. I'm at Glenn Rubenstein. We'll catch you back here next time on the Wrestling Inc. podcast. Everybody, have a great weekend and take care.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com. Save big money.